Today, the whole church mourns the death of her Savior. It is a day of sadness, spent in fasting and prayer. The most striking imagery is the barrenness of the church. The tabernacle is empty. Our Eucharistic Lord is noticeably absent. According to the ancient tradition of the church, today is the only day of the year when the holy sacrifice of the Mass is not offered. The celebration of the Eucharist is suspended on all the altars in every Catholic church throughout the world as we mourn the passion and death of our Lord. Today, all of the apostles, the church's first priests, have abandoned our Lord, save for St. John. Today, Christ is taken down from the cross and laid in his mother's arms. Today, our Blessed Mother, her heart having been pierced by the sword of tremendous pain, goes home alone, empty, without her son. Today, we, like the faithful women of Jerusalem who stood by the cross, also go home with empty hearts. The barrenness of the church now symbolizes the barrenness of the world and the human soul without God. On this day, and particularly in our modern times, at first glance, it can seem that the devil has won, that evil has had its day. On Sundays, churches are no longer full. Many people have fallen away from Christ and his church. Many people, especially our young, live immoral lives very far from the love of God. Our families are broken. Our finances are stretched. Our patience is dwindling. So, why should we call this day good? We call this day good because it is the day when our blessed Lord showed his utmost love for us and gave himself up for us, redeeming us from sin and death. He used the horrific torture of the Romans as the means to express the greatest love story of all time. Therefore, though this day is dark, it is also marked by the triumphant sign of Christ's cross. And the vestments worn by the priest glow with the color of our Lord's precious blood. Christ hung upon the cross for our sins, yet he did it willingly. Unlike us, in our weakness, he does not run from suffering. Why? Because of love. I thirst, he said. He was ultimately thirsting for our souls. Because he was God, Christ could have stopped the horror of the crucifixion at any moment. We can't choose pain in our lives. He could. Yet he chose to endure it for the sake of the joy that lay before him. He used a tremendously evil act, the crucifixion, to bring about the greatest good. Therefore today, though we are in mourning, our sadness is not without hope. For in faith, we trust that death and suffering are not the end of the story. Unlike many of those who witnessed the actual crucifixion firsthand, we know that our Lord will rise again and that the bonds of sin and death will be broken. Not only that, because of the cross and because of the suffering our Lord endured on it, we know that we too shall rise again on the last day. We know that our daily sufferings will one day end. Thus, here shortly, we will genuflect before the crucifix and venerate it to show the highest honor to our Lord's cross, since it was the instrument of our salvation. His cross triumphed over human weakness. His cross triumphed over the devil's plan of destruction. And his cross will triumph over every sin in our life. Today, we mourn our Savior's death. But our hearts, like our blessed mother's on that fateful day 2,000 years ago, should not be focused only on the tomb. Our hearts should not be focused on our weaknesses. Our hearts should not be focused on the absence of a love for God in our very fallen world. Instead, our hearts, like Mary's, await the day when the tomb shall be opened. Our hearts await the day when our churches will be full again. Though Christ's closest friends had abandoned him, Mary did not. Her faith remained firm, trusting in God's plan. She was patient. She knew that God would prevail. So too must we trust. Trust that through the horrific crucifixion, the sins of our parents were wiped away. Trust that the sadness of the cross will pass into the glory of the resurrection. Trust that through our witness, faith will be nurtured in others. As St. Teresa of Avila once said so aptly, "Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things are passing away. God never changes. Patience obtains all things. Whoever has God lacks nothing. God alone suffices." Today, we wait. But we, like Mary, must trust that, despite all evil, Christ is still in control, and he, our Savior, who loved us to the end, will rise from the dead and walk again.